Welcome, dear lady, to this last lesson of Module 3, Confidence. Today we are going to look at savviness, how you can be savvy when you don't know how to do something, because that is usually where confidence gets a bit more tricky. But when you develop confidence, then it can really help you to be savvy and to distinguish between not knowing something and feeling helpless about it. Let me start with a personal example. I remember it was years ago. It was during some training, and the instructor was discussing some tech issues with another participant. I didn't understand a word of what they were saying. And without even realizing that in the moment, automatically what got triggered for me were all my past experiences in math class. And the narrative with math for me was, and still a little bit is, I don't understand anything, so I'm doomed. Nothing to do. End of story. I'm a little bit exaggerating, but not really very much. And what happened then in that situation, in that training, was a huge eye-opener for me. The conversation between those two tech wizards continued, and one suggested to implement some new feature. And the other one said, I don't know how to do that. Again, everything inside of me nodded fervently, yes, I don't know how to do that either. So automatically, that's it. That's finished. End of story. It's impossible. But then she continued and said, but you could teach me. I still remember how shocked I felt. I was like, it was suddenly someone had pulled from that really deep-rooted belief system that I had always taken for the truth, had pulled it out and exposed it to the sunlight. If I don't know how to do something technical, then it ends here. That was my narrative. That was my belief system. For me, it was about technical stuff, to a certain degree still is, but we all have some area where we avoid going because we have a narrative of helplessness in that area. It may be about cooking, it may be about technology, it may be about having meaningful conversations, it may be about, it can be anything. And you probably know yours. Confidence means that you do not equate not knowing with helplessness. And before I go any further, that's a process, and I'm still a work in progress as much as everyone else. But I can see, let's take the tech example, that I'm more ready to go there, even if I don't know how to do it, even if I need to rely on help, even if I want to rely on help, still I'm not avoiding it, at least by far not as much as I would do before. So the fact is, if you don't know something, you can still do something about it. You can learn it. You can delegate it. You can change it, transform it so that it becomes doable, or you can ask for help. No one knows everything. But the quality with which people deal with what they don't know is so vastly different. So what I invite you to do is to look at your notes from lesson one, the guided meditation. Was there something you saw that was happening in your ideal life that you are currently not doing because you don't know how? And if you didn't see anything specific, can you think of something that would really be a good idea for you? Really be a good idea for you to do, to learn, to experiment, to explore, but you don't do it because you don't know how. Maybe it's a new job, but you don't know how to get out of your current work situation. Maybe it's living in a new place, but you don't even know how to begin to start organizing all that. Maybe you are playing an instrument, but you don't know how to read music. You were cooking a fabulous meal, and you have no idea even how to microwave pasta. Maybe you saw yourself in a wonderful house on the lake, and right now you are knee-deep in debt, and you don't even know how to pay your next meal. What you need to understand is that while the situation you are in right now is real, you do not know how to do something. Your confidence of what to do about it is something you can develop. By now you got that, right? So here's our exercise for today. Find something in your home that you didn't deal with because you didn't know how to, or because you find it scary. Can be something as simple as putting in a new light bulb. I mean, if you think that is simple, you wouldn't believe what really basic technical or technological things are outside of my comfort zone. So it can't be so simple. Or you repair something, or you catch a spider lurking in a corner, or I don't know, this morning I had to scratch out a dead mouse out of in front of my bed from the carpet. Did I enjoy it? No. But knowing that I can do it gives me the confidence and the freedom that if something happens, well, I can deal with it. So you don't have to like things. But when you do them, you increase your confidence. It can be the difficult conversation with your partner or the children or the landlord or the lodger about something that needs to happen in the house. Do something in your house, not too big, that requires some courage, some overcoming resistance. When you have done that, so you experienced something you can do, take your worksheet and write down a part or a component of your ideal life that you are currently not living because you feel helpless about how to get there. In my ideal life, I fill out what you would do. But I'm not living it, doing it currently because fill out the reason. I'm tempted to say the excuse. No money, no time, don't know how to do it, husband doesn't want me to, I'm too old, I'm too young, whatever. And then complete the sentence on your worksheet. Since I managed to, and here you put in the one thing you did on your house. Screwing in a light bulb or doing whatever it is you did. Since I managed to do, and you write down what you did, I can also, and here you write down the next step you can take to overcome the helplessness that hinders you stepping into that part of your life. Okay? As always, do share in the group what you discovered about yourself and about your home in that lesson. Merci and au revoir.